Friday to you. You're listening to Eat, Drink, and Dish on WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County. I'm Mary Bigham from thetowndish.com, and thanks to Jim Breslin for filling in the last couple of shows. I was away in Chicago for a conference all about cider, and Michael Klein normally joins us in the beginning of the show, and unfortunately his schedule today doesn't allow for him to be on the show, but I'd love to give a recap of some of the latest and greatest of food and drink news happening in the greater Chester County area, as well as maybe a little bit of information about cider. So let's start with something that I think is newsworthy and interesting. The Chadsford Wawa, there's a Wawa in Chadsford that has some new options that I think Pennsylvanians will be excited about. Yesterday in Delaware County, the Wawa located at 721 Namens Creek Road in Chadsford began selling beer and is going to have a restaurant-style seating. The store closed during January and underwent some remodeling, and this is the first Wawa in the whole state that's going to be offering beer sales. So I think that's exciting for the state. We're finally able to, you know, make it a little more convenient to pick up some of the things that you may need for enjoying at home or going to a party. This particular Wawa has a single serve and six pack section, as well as a walk-in beer cooler. So you can check that out if you visit the store, again, at 721 Namens Creek, I hope I'm saying that right, in Chadsford. And if you want more information about it, visit thetowndish.com and check out our different communities. We have over 16 communities right now, and of course, Westchester was our first, and so we've got a lot of Westchester information there. Some other upcoming events that I'd love to share with you. Chester County is hosting a free breakfast for veterans on February 22nd. This is obviously an important thing that we all need to give back to our communities, especially people who have served, and we want to make sure that we're spreading the word about this event. All Chester County veterans and veteran organizers are invited to attend a free breakfast. This is hosted by the Chester County Department of Veterans Affairs and the Chester County Recorder of Deeds, Rick Lowery. This event is scheduled, again, on Wednesday, February 22nd, and this is from 8:30 to 11 at the VFW Post 106, located at 837 Lincoln Avenue in Westchester. The breakfast is completely free and also includes a discussion facilitated by Veterans Affairs Director Lawrence Davidson on all services available to veterans in the county. So this I personally think is really important for people to recognize and show appreciation for people who have served our country. And this is a wonderful event. If you know any veterans in your life in Chester County, or if you are one, I want to encourage you to check out thetowndish.com to get more information about this Veterans Breakfast on February 22nd. Some other interesting news for people who want to save some money and also have a really high-end, nice happy hour. Today's a great day to celebrate. It's Friday, and you deserve it after a long week. You can head over to Avalon Restaurant in Westchester. From 5 to 7, they have $5 specials for sangria, or beer, or house wines, and they also have a dollar off all wines on Fridays during happy hour as well. You can also fill up on $5 really delicious foods. They have calamari, baked meatballs, cheeseburger sliders, barbecue pork sliders, mussels, fried mozzarella, which is this big slab of delicious mozzarella that's lightly fried, and served with an incredible, like almost creamy tomato sauce. It's really indulgent and wonderful. They also have olives, provolone, truffle fries, you name it, they've got it. Perfect snacks for at the end of a long day, specifically on a Friday. For more information about specials at Avalon, located right on Gay Street in downtown Westchester, check out thetowndish.com and explore our Westchester community. Let's see what else we've got going on. Heart health. February is an important month for heart health, and we work closely with our friends over at Chester County Hospital. And on Saturday, tomorrow, the hospital is offering a free cardiovascular health screening for people. Sorry that I just went from talking about fried mozzarella with a creamy tomato sauce directly into heart health. But it's okay to indulge every now and then, and it's important to also have regular screenings with your healthcare providers. Chester County Hospital is a wonderful health institution, and I think it's really wonderful that they offer these free screenings to the community. So what the screenings include, if you have time tomorrow to stop by the campus at 600 East Marshall Street in Westchester, they look at all of the most important or revealing heart health factors. So this includes cholesterol, HDL, blood pressure, your BMI, and your percentage of body fat. So what they do is do a quick test of all of these things, make sure that they're getting a reading of your current heart health. And then in addition to that, they also give you a assessment for heart disease. This helps go through the symptoms and risk factors that are often silent. And they also have educational booths there on site to make sure that they can answer any questions, give any information. Screenings will be in the wellness classroom, again, at 600 East Marshall Street in Westchester. If you want more information about this, you can visit thetowndish.com, click on our wellness tab, and get more information about this. Again, it's going over your cholesterol. There's good cholesterol. There's bad cholesterol. It's important to know the difference and what you're consuming and how that affects your health. They're also going to go over your blood pressure. They're also going to go over your BMI and body fat. And they'll also give you some help for at-home screenings. And then if there are any issues, they'll give you some next steps to help make sure that you stay in good heart health. So thanks to our friends at Chester County Hospital for putting together such valuable community programs for wellness in Chester County. Again, more information for that is available on thetowndish.com in our health section, or you can click Westchester. So any cider drinkers out there, I was fortunate enough to spend some time in Chicago last week for, this is an actual thing, it's called CiderCon. It's a conference for cider makers, cider lovers, cider producers. And if you're interested in finding out more information about cider in the United States, specifically in Pennsylvania, you can check out ciderculture.com. This is one of Dish's new publications dedicated to this emerging industry. And we've got lots of recipes, destinations. If you're a wine drinker or a beer drinker and you kind of have written off the idea of cider, I just want to encourage people to get to know this industry that's really important to Pennsylvania. Specifically me, I grew up in Adams County. That's apple country for Pennsylvania. We are the fourth largest producer of apples in the country as a state, and we've got a really thriving apple industry that's really cool to celebrate with this emerging industry with a beverage that's very historic and very important to our country. So if you're interested in getting some recipes and more information, please check out our publication called ciderculture.com. Some other interesting news, if any of you out there are Uber riders, I love Uber. I think it's really convenient, and I also love Lyft, any service that you can use an app on your phone, and it can get you, I'm usually late for everything, so Uber's great because it can save on parking time and is a really direct, convenient way to get places. And now on the main line, Uber has launched a new service that's called Uber Eats. So I just downloaded this app recently for the main line, anyone listening that's in the main line area. if you download this app called Uber Eats, then you basically just get takeout from some of your favorite restaurants delivered right to your door. So if you're interested in learning more about that, check out thetowndish.com, and it'll be right on our homepage about how to get set up with some speedy, convenient, gourmet delivery right to your door. All right, well, that does it for my mini report. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the folks at The Taste of Britain, a really amazing business. And then we're also going to be talking to some event coordinators for an upcoming event that is not to be missed. So stay tuned.
Dating back to the administration of Robert P. Casey, Radio PA's Ask the Governor program has connected you with your Commonwealth's governor. Governor Tom Wolf is the latest chief executive to answer your questions on Radio PA, as each month he joins us in studio to address the major issues affecting you, your family, and your community. In this era of political bickering and infighting, Radio PA's Ask the Governor is still a place for a lively but civil discussion of hot-button issues.
In any society, there are people who just want to yell at each other, but the folks who get things done are the folks who sit down and say, okay, we disagree. Let's figure out, you know, how we can actually work together.
You can be a part of our next program with Governor Tom Wolf by visiting pamatters.com and clicking on the Ask the Governor link at the top of the page. You can also email a question directly to askthegov@pamatters.com. That's askthegov, G-O-V, at pamatters.com. Send your question or comment today and be part of our next edition of Ask the Governor.
Chill, and I knew exactly what it was.
Furnace problems strike when least expected.
My furnace quit, just like that.
When that happens, you know what to do.
I called Morvent.
The help you need.
When you need it.
Hi, I'm Marco.
And I'm Drew.
We are Morvent. Heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You call.
We come.
It's fixed.
I called at 6 a.m., and it was repaired by 9:45 a.m.
By a clean screen,
trained and timely,
Morvent Tech.
It went out on a Friday night.
24 hours.
Every day.
Year after year.
More value.
More trust.
Morvent.
Just ask Ann in Downingtown.
Excellent response and service.
We arrive when promised.
Do only the work that's needed.
At the price you agree to, up front.
So there are no surprises.
I just want to go on record to say thank you, Morvent.
Heating, cooling,
and plumbing.
Help when you need it.
Service when you want it.
That's why we promise. More value.
More trust.
Morvent.com.
WCHE 1520 AM. Local news at the top of each hour and updated whenever news breaks, including on our Facebook page and our website, WCHE1520.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to Eat, Drink, and Dish on WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County. I'm Mary Bigham from thetowndish.com, and I'm excited to introduce our next guest, the owner of a wonderful gem called A Taste of Britain. Debbie Huth is here. Hess, is that right?
You
Debbie
got
Huth.
It, yep.
Thanks for joining us today, Debbie.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's start at the very beginning. Tell us a little bit about you and how Taste of Britain came to be.
Sure. A Taste of Britain was originally opened by a lovely English woman, Marie Hope, back in 1991. So we just celebrated our 25th anniversary on the main line this past August.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that. I just took over personally as owner just over 5 years ago. I had been working in corporate America with a background in accounting and also restaurant management. And I saw that A Taste of Britain was for sale, and I decided to take the plunge into owning my own business.
There you go.
Yeah. I had graduated from Villanova University many years ago, and that's right down the road from A Taste of Britain. So I already knew and loved the community, and I knew that Taste of Britain had a great reputation and fabulous loyal customers, so it was a great opportunity.
Yeah. Now, for the listeners who have never been there or unfortunately have never been there or heard of it, let our listeners know a little bit about what makes this place so unique and what makes it stand out among some other tea shops.
Sure. I think we're a little different from other tea shops because of our menu and also the vibe of the place. We do have a fuller menu, so we have a lot more than just afternoon tea. We also can satisfy hearty appetites. We have a kids menu. And we also have a more contemporary atmosphere, I would say, than some other tea rooms. So we have a really comfortable environment. Some people come straight from the gym in their leggings and ponytails and sneakers. And then we also have people who come in with their gloves and tiaras ready for a fancy tea party. And,
you know, right.
And we think everyone likes to, we like to think everyone feels welcome and comfortable here. So
I think if you've got people in leggings and sneakers and in tiaras and maybe boas, then you definitely are giving off the anything goes vibe. That's great.
That's what we're going for.
I think people feel comfortable. I think you're knocking it out of the park.
It's funny. The tiaras are usually the little kids, but hey, sometimes it's the grown-ups too. It's fun.
You never know. Everyone needs to feel special, right?
That's right. Or fascinators. Sometimes ladies will come in fascinators. It's fun.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm just looking at your menu too. If you can give the listeners your website, just so people, if they're listening, want to check out the menu. It is really impressive, and it's making me very hungry. So
thanks. Yeah, our website is, it's a long one. It's A Taste of Britain. inwayne.com.
Okay. Now, what you had said earlier, you know, if anyone listening has been to a tea room before, I think you said that in a very PC way. Some tea rooms just have tea sandwiches or maybe just scones or something really limited. But this, you've got the traditional items that look wonderful with the traditional clotted cream, lemon curd, preserves. Mm-hmm. And then you also have, you know, you can get an actual lunch and not leave hungry, which I think is important for any proper gathering. No one should leave hungry.
Yep. So we still use Marie's traditional English recipes for our scones. That's most important. And also some of the hearty English entrees like pasties, sausage rolls, pork pies that we sell. But then over the years, we've added in some other lunch items like salads, sandwiches, so we can really appeal to anyone going out for lunch on the main line.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, are you a tea person? I mean, were you a tea person before you owned this business?
I was. But definitely I've come to know and love tea so much more since coming on. I always compare it to wines. I feel like the more you get to know about it, the more you realize you don't know, and you can really have fun with it and learn. So I think teas are the same way. So I've definitely learned a lot since I've been here. We actually have over 50 different teas available on our tea menu. So there's a lot to take in. There's like something for everyone. It's so fun to taste your way through the menu.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite right now that you, I know that's probably like picking a favorite child. That's an unfair question, but.
No, it's okay. I do. I personally tend to gravitate to black teas. I like it with a little sugar and a lot of milk. So I like a strong black tea. Our Kenya black tea is great in our Scottish Highlands or PG Tips.
Okay.
But if I'm thinking about a flavored tea, I really like our Prince George, which we named when the new prince was born. And we have a Princess Charlotte, too, of course. We couldn't leave her out.
Can you explain what the flavors are like?
So Prince George is a blend of black and green teas, which is unusual. You don't see that too often, so it's kind of a medium body, and it has citrus. I always taste grapefruit when I'm drinking it, and I think you hear that, and you might think, oh, grapefruit's, you know, strange, but it's just like subtly flavored. I love it. I think it's really delicate and nice. And then the Princess Charlotte is a green tea with sage and tangerine. So also like real delicate, a little lighter in body because it's a green tea. And the nice thing about those are really good iced as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool to know. I do think, I love that you compared it to wine because we're such a coffee country. You know, we're just so, people know why they like coffee, and I think it's because it just, they're addicted to it. So tea is just, you know, you can, it sounds like from what you're saying and from my experiences with having tea, you can really stretch your palate, and it's more of like a foodie kind of experience to try different things and really reflect on what you're tasting and what the ingredients are in a way that's different than having coffee.
Absolutely, I think so. There's so, especially when you get into loose leaf teas, it's like a whole new world. There's so many different styles, flavors. You can blend your own. It's not difficult. It's not intimidating once you get into it. Yeah, you can really have fun with it.
Now, when people have tea time or come in for tea, can you explain what that experience is like and how can you properly enjoy tea and have, you know, time to enjoy tea?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can come, you can enjoy tea time, I would say any time of day, of course. Like tea time is traditionally like 3 to 5, but we serve our afternoon tea all day that we're open. So from 10 o'clock on, you can order the afternoon tea, and that comes with your pot of tea. It comes with your tea sandwiches, scones with the traditional sides. That's your clotted cream, lemon curd, and strawberry preserves. And it also comes with your pastries for dessert, and it's served on the tier. So if you're picturing going out for tea, this is what you're picturing.
This is what you want, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's such a great way to try all different things. Our tea sandwiches, you get 8 different pieces and 4 different flavors, so
you get
a lot of nice little tastes, and 3 different pastries, so there's just so many little fun things to try, but it is surprisingly filling, honestly. It's like people think they're going to be hungry after, and they end up taking half of it home because it's a lot of food. Yeah.
Right, that's awesome. So So what would you suggest if people were to do tea time? Like, what are the most, is this women having lunch or kids and moms? Like, what are some cool combinations that you've seen to come in for tea time?
Yeah, all of the above. We have a customer in our dining room right now who's here for the 7th year in a row on her birthday. I think she's 11 this year.
That means
she's been coming, since she was 4. And she's with her grandma, so that's a lovely tradition that we see a lot of. We've had friends who haven't seen each other in 20 years meet for tea, and I just think how awesome that is, that we can be the backdrop for that. It's
really
also
cool.
Comforting. So, you know, we've had people bring their friends in after a tough time in their life. It's celebratory. It's comforting. It's like all of the above. So you really can't go wrong. Tea fits the bill in so many occasions.
Yeah. There's actually one of my my sister-in-law, her bachelorette party, this was, you know, it was with the in-laws, so it was a little more classy. But it was, you know, I mean, she could have had another one that I don't know about and we don't know about. But the one that we were invited to was a tea celebration, and it does feel really special, but at the same time, I can also understand that it would be a good, comforting way to get together, and the warmth of the tea and just sense of community. I think that's
absolutely
a good point.
Yeah, and
very
really,
cool.
You're kind of forced to take your time and sit and relax and chat. But, yeah, definitely bachelorette, and we do a lot of baby showers, bridal showers, groups getting together before a wedding. That's very popular, yeah.
Right. So now I'm looking at your site now, and so I see that you have a whole section for private parties. So if people do want to come in for a shower or a special event, that's something that you offer. And then I also see that you do full-service catering as well.
Yep, exactly. So we hold private parties here in the restaurant on Sundays when we're closed to the public. So we do a lot of bridal showers, baby showers, birthday parties. It's such a nice day. It's definitely, it feels charming, but it is still satisfying and delicious. So it is kind of fits the bill. Or off-site full-service catering, we can bring the tea party to your home. It's so much fun. We bring the tiers and the teapots, and we set everything up, and the scones and the sandwiches and the little sweets and
wow.
Yeah, so that's great.
Amazing.
And then, yeah, it's so much fun. People really enjoy that. And then we also can do takeout catering. If you want to do the legwork, we can just prepare the food, box it up, and you can take it from there. We've even been doing more corporate catering recently, so you can serve, like, a beautiful tray of tea sandwich instead of, a hoagie or a wraps tray.
Sure, yeah. Make it a little more delicate.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just
it seems like a
come
special
on.
Treat somehow.
Corporate world. Let's
That's
get
right.
delicate. Right. So I'm just looking at some of your flavors just so people know some of the choices for tea sandwiches. And again, this could be because I'm hungry, but I just want to read these off to people. Of course, there's a cucumber sandwich, but it comes with minted cream cheese. Mm-hmm. And you also have chicken salad, egg salad, cheddar cheese with fruit chutney.
Ooh,
that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. We make the chutney here. It's so good.
Oh my gosh, it's like I love anything sweet and savory. So that seems like it just checks off both of those boxes instantly.
Sure.
olive cream cheese. Is that with green olives?
Yes. People either love it or hate that one.
People like either love or hate olives. That's what I've learned. Yeah. So it's not the sandwich. It's just olives.
Yeah.
So, and then you also have roast beef with a creamy horseradish sauce, a smoked salmon with capered cream cheese, and turkey and cranberry butter. That sounds really cool.
Turkey and cranberry butter is, I think, the favorite. Everybody loves that one. Chicken salad is close behind. And we also serve a curried chicken salad.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's so flavorful. And that's like, it's funny, that's the one most people say, oh, you know, I'd rather not have the curry. But if you ask other people what their favorite is, curried chicken salad gets mentioned more often than
all of the other.
Time. Yeah, right. So I'm always like, just try it. You'll love
it. Right, just eat it. Right, don't judge it. Just eat it. And then, of course, many scone flavors as well. And I know I'm going into the details of this menu, but it's really a lot to look at. And that's just for the catering menu. Those are some of the options.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even get into the desserts yet. That's a whole
dessert.
give us your favorite dessert if you don't mind picking one that you think is most noteworthy.
Right now, we have our Guinness chocolate cake is amazing. It's just a dense chocolate layer cake with there's Guinness stout in the cake batter. So it just adds a little richness. Doesn't taste like beer.
Sure.
And then there's a chocolate ganache icing. So that's just like an amazing big hunk of chocolate cake.
Wow, big hunk of cake. Yeah,
exactly. But probably the most, honestly, one of the best desserts on our menu is the Spotted Dick pudding.
Mm.
And yes, it's everybody giggles when they order it. Especially the older ladies who come in, they just get such a kick out of ordering the Spotted Dick. But it's so good. It's like buttery and it's like brown sugar and butter and raisins, and oh, it's so good.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it's traditional English.
Yeah, of course. And there is an entire tab. I mean, it sounds like the original owner had special recipes that were important to the heritage of a tea room and English heritage. So you also carry some British products as well for maybe some people that fell in love with some products in if they've been traveling or maybe if they've relocated here.
Exactly. There's so many Brits in the area who come in and they're real happy to see these items that they grew up with. It's not fancy stuff. It's the basics. You know, they're chutneys and crackers and biscuits and cookies that they love to see. So and teas also, they're common.
Right.
Teas like that you would get in a grocery store in England. So we have a really nice selection of those items.
Is there anything weird? Like, what's the weirdest British food that you're like, how is this a thing?
Well, I'm always amazed that Heinz baked beans sell so much.
Okay.
And it's an American company, but it's an English item. And they are served usually on buttered toast. And one of our servers, Sarah, grew up in England, and she kind of helped me to understand. She said, you give it to kids in England, like buttered toast with Heinz beans on the side or on top of the toast. And it's almost like the way kids here eat chicken nuggets all the time or mac and cheese, like...
Oh, wow,
and toast is just a common thing. So it's funny that how much of that sells. Another funny, there's a cookie, they call it biscuit, that's called Jammy Dodgers. And on the package, a lot of the English food laws are a little stricter, so they don't use as many preservatives or artificial colors or ingredients, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And the front of the package, it says, instead of saying nothing artificial or something, it says, no added nasties. And I always crack up when I see that. It's so English.
It's so funny, right? It's so English, right? We would never be able to put something like that on our packaging. I love it. Well, I really appreciate, Debbie, you telling us about your business. And if you don't mind giving us your physical address for people to find you if they want to come in this weekend or sometime in the next week or two.
Absolutely.
And then also your website one more time for our listeners.
Sure, thanks. So it's A Taste of Britain, and we're located in the Eagle Village Shopping Center in Wayne. So that's 503 West Lancaster Avenue in Wayne, and the zip is 19087. So we're on the west end of Wayne, right on Route 30, Lancaster Avenue.
Okay, and your website one more time.
Website is atasteofbritaininwayne.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with us. I hope to be in there soon, and I'm going to try some of those baked beans on toast.
Good. I like it. Thanks so much for having me.
All the other items on your menu. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank
you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the fine folks behind an incredible event called the Brewer's Plate in Philadelphia. So stay tuned.
In Westchester, there are so few places like the Rams Diner where you can get together with family and friends for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and the easygoing atmosphere is every bit as important to their customers as what's on the menu. In addition to a full menu page of breakfast items, there are a list of appetizers, soups, wraps, salads, seafood, special sandwiches, Italian dishes, steaks and chops, and a senior citizen and children's menu. To order takeout, call 610-701-8080. That's 610-701-8080. Or visit their website at ramsdiner.com. Located at 907 South High Street near Route 202, the Rams Diner is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and provides free Wi-Fi and electrical outlets at booths for all customers. The Rams Diner, where everything is delightful and delicious.
This is Ron McNeil of Ron's Swap Shop, and I'd like to tell you about the Scalise family and their two family-owned pharmacies, the Honeybrook Pharmacy and the Hopewell Road Pharmacy in Downingtown. Operate under the same core business philosophy to provide exemplary customer service each and every day to ensure every interaction with our staff makes you smile. Honeybrook Pharmacy opened in 1999 and has been the market leader in Honeybrook ever since. The Scalise are proud to bring their legacy of superior care to their newest store, Hopewell Road Pharmacy, at the corner of Hopewell Road and 322 in Guthriesville. Both stores accept all commercial and Medicare Part D insurance. Both locations offer free daily delivery and curbside service. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook. Now, if your current pharmacy is not meeting your expectations, give my friends a call. They're proud to be partners in the communities they serve. Mention WCHE for $15 off a new or transferred prescription, and that's for new customers only.
At WSFS Bank, we stand for what's possible. Like small businesses with big plans and big families that need a little more space. Whatever you need, you'll find us right around the corner and always in yours. Stop by any location today or visit us online at WSFSBank.com. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for what matters. We stand for service. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
What is everyone talking about in Chester County? Find out on the News at Noon here on 1520 WCHE.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Eat, Drink, and Dish on WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County. I'm Mary Bigham from thetowndish.com, and I have three of my favorite people from three of my favorite organizations here to tell us about an incredible event. We've got Sarah Miller from Fair Food. We have Bill Kovaleski from Victory Brewing Company. We have someone who probably we just lost on the line, it sounds like. And we also have Christina Dowd from Rolling Barrel Events. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Who do we have? I feel like we lost somebody there.
Sarah Miller here from Fair Food.
Hey there, Sarah.
How you doing?
Hopefully Fred can get the other two on the line. I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's great to have you here to talk about this incredible event. If you don't mind giving us a little bit of history of the Brewers Plate. We're having some technical difficulties here, Sarah.
No problem. I will give you...
Give us a history while we're waiting for some other folks to join us.
Terrific. Well, Fair Food started about 16 years ago by Judy Wicks, the restaurateur and nonprofit everything maker,
mm-hmm.
and Ann Carlin. And we've been working to preserve farmland through market development, like getting farms customers. I mean, it's like as basic as that
right.
for over 16 years. And about in 2003, Bill Kovaleski of Victory came up with the idea to have this awesome event. They named it the Brewer's Plate, and it's been happening ever since. This is the 13th year. We'll be at the Kimmel Center this year again. It's a phenomenal venue, and it's just a great night.
That's so exciting that it's 13 years. I cannot believe that this event has been happening that long. And it's definitely become the go-to event of the year. And I love that it started from such a wholesome, organic and you know, just bringing people together for a really amazing mission. Let's talk about the mission. So just let the listeners know maybe a little bit about how Brewer's Plate helps support this mission.
Yeah, so we're a tiny organization, but we have a big impact. And what we do is we work with farmers and chefs and other buyers from retail stores to make those connections happen for small and medium farms in the region. And that's important because farmers don't necessarily have the time to do that sales and relationship building that's necessary. Mm-hmm. So we help with those connections sort of day by day throughout the year, but also at our huge event called Philly Farm and Food Fest, which is on April 8th. But Brewer's Plate is the fundraiser that helps support all of this work.
Right.
Like I said, it's a small staff, but we work really hard to make those connections throughout the year.
Right. I mean, these are farmers that are busy growing and producing amazing food,
mm-hmm.
so it definitely needs the resources and support to help consumers get their hands on this fresh, incredible local produce and products. So, Bill, are you
exactly.
here from Victory Brewing Company?
I am
hey
indeed.
There.
Hello.
Hello. And Christina, are you here?
I am.
All right. Yay. I had said earlier, my three favorite people are here. And then cool, Sarah, we were cool to hang out for a hot second there, but now we're all here together. So thanks for joining us, everyone, to talk
You're
about
welcome.
This really important event. So we got the scoop on the history of the event, and congratulations on 13 years. That's really exciting, and I can't believe it's been 13 years of such a beautiful event. Let's talk about what's in store for this year. So, Bill, do you mind talking about the VIP Plus option with Victory Brewing Company and Southern Tier? Give us some insider
yes.
details.
Very happy to do so. So this will be the third year that we've had a guest brewery because the Brewer's Plate has really sort of had a local focus to it for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So in this third year, we're bringing in our friends from Lakewood, New York, Southern Tier Brewing Company. And they'll be joining us in both general admission and the VIP Plus area.
Okay. And this would, just so our listeners know, what other exclusives that are available this year, that you said this is the third year for the VIP option.
Mm-hmm.
What other exclusives, and I don't know if you want to take this one, Christina, are only available this year at Brewer's Plate?
Sure. You know, VIP Plus is a really lovely way for us to draw attention to some smaller producers and growers, as well as work with Garza's events. And that's basically what VIP Plus is about. We feature Victory Brewing and then a partner, and of course that's Southern Tier. And this year we are working with some New Jersey oyster growers.
Ooh.
And that mm-hmm. will be, Sweet Amelia
yeah.
Oyster Farm and Betsy's Cape Shore Salts. And we are building a really nice oyster bar and beer pairing area so you can kind of belly on us and have a little bit of both.
That's
perfect. Also, and then we're also doing kind of a live chef demo with a hand-cranked Burkle slicer, which is kind of a instrument from the past. But Garza's
Whoa.
Events is going to bring
mm-hmm.
it out, and we're going to kind of be like, talking about it and cutting and plating right there with the chef and everyone.
They're
there.
Not allowed to drink if they're operating that. That's a rule.
We need them engaged and talking and on point.
We're going to consider that heavy equipment.
Yeah, I would do
definitely.
That. There's probably an insurance situation there. So let's go to the basics: location, date, and times. Just so our listeners, this event always sells out. So I want to make sure if anyone's listening that they can get these tickets for general admission or for VIP or VIP Plus. So
the event is it's Sunday, March 5th.
All right, right around the corner.
It's a great location. Obviously, a gorgeous building at the Kimmel Center. And VIP Plus starts at 4:00. VIP starts at 5:00, and general admission is 6:00. And the whole event runs until 9:00.
And are tickets still available for all three options?
There are. VIP and VIP Plus are kind of close to being closed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get on that if you're looking for tickets. But we do have a good amount of general admission left. We have amazing band. Again, American Deluxe is joining us, which was a huge hit last year. And we have a lot of fun exclusives throughout the entire event, as always. This is one event that truly delivers restaurants and breweries and distilleries really working together to create dishes.
Absolutely. And there's fun pairings that you can kind of do as you wander around and sort of put together your favorite beverage to go with your incredible bite. And it's just beautiful to see the support from the entire industry. So it's always an event that DISH is happy to support and to make sure that people understand the importance of the event. Now, if people want to get tickets, where can they go to purchase tickets? And then what details do they need to know about parking or any of those logistical details?
Excuse me. Tickets are available at brewersplate.org, and that'll take you, you can learn about the event there, and it'll take you right to the Kimmel link. I mean, the Kimmel is right downtown, gorgeous views. You can see it from Center City. We encourage public transportation. There's parking garages everywhere, and Sundays is always like very economical parking, so it's usually a flat rate, pretty low.
Very cool.
But yeah, central location, you can't miss it, so very easy to get to.
Now, Bill, I know this was your idea initially. 13 years ago, did you envision it to be where it is today?
You know, I had the hope, of course, Mary, but no. The partnership that has formed around this in order to do this lift is just amazing. Fair Food is just the obvious great partner for this, and everybody in Philadelphia that loves great drinks and great foods ought to pat themselves on the back to have created this success together. It really is amazing to think that we now command the Kimmel Center to throw a big, big party.
Right. What did it start the first year? What was it? Was it just like you and some cheese? I'm curious.
It was quite limited, but it was in a very cool venue. It was actually in Reading Terminal Market when at a time when it was closed on Sunday. So we did seize the opportunity to do something very Philly-centric in the first year.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's that first year we held about 300 to 400 people, and I know it's funny sometimes Bill and I joke, but people ask us why we don't go back to the Reading Terminal Market, but we're way beyond capacity now. You can't
fit
those stands.
Yeah,
so.
You couldn't even fit them if you tried. Well, that's such a wonderful success story, and you know, for each of your individual organizations, Fair Food, Victory Brewing Company, and Rolling Barrel, it's just really cool to see the individual growth, and then I think it's a beautiful thing to see the growth of such an important event that brings you all together. So I really appreciate your time. All three of you for joining us today and for telling us about this event. And I want to encourage listeners to check out the website to purchase tickets and to explore more details about the event. So give us the domain one more time, if you don't mind.
Brewersplate.org.
Okay. Don't forget the org. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us, and I hope to talk to you all soon.
See you there.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody. All right, that does it for our program today. Thanks for listening, and have a safe, happy, and food-filled weekend, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.